This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And he went game by game, all 272 games, all right?
Wow.
To project all 32 final records, all 14 playoff spots. And I'm not going to go game by game, but obviously the Chiefs part was a little interesting. I was like, all right, what does he have down for the Chiefs and some of the losses and also the final record and his reasoning? So he has the Chiefs going 11-6. Now, this came out before we knew that Rice is going to play week one. I guess that's important to note.
Now, he's still going to miss time, I think.
We think. We don't know how many, but we think. He has him going 11-6 and losing to the Giants. Okay, so he here's his write-up. Quote, I decided to split the difference and have Kansas City eke out the division by a game. I have the Chiefs losing a highly ridiculous game to the Giants to start the season 1-2, mostly so we can round out those Patriot comparisons and talk about why the latter year Tom Brady teams tended to start slow. So he thinks they still win the division at 11 games by a game. So he thinks the Broncos or the Chargers win 10. I didn't go and look to see what he has them, but he thinks 11 wins gets the AFC West done. Before I go to the games that he has them losing, let's start there. Do you think 11 games is good enough to win the AFC West this year?
No, I think it's 12 at minimum.
Same. That's, if you tell me that any team, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, win 11, 12. I would say, well, you didn't win the division. That's not good enough.
Wasn't good enough last year.
It hasn't been good enough in a while.
Wouldn't have been good enough any year except for the 1 year the Chiefs won it at 11-6.
Yeah, yeah.
The year that Patrick Mahomes missed some time and they didn't get the one seed and they had to go. But like, that's it. Outside of that, I would say it wasn't one way or the other. So no, I don't think that. I think what confused me about this write-up is he thinks that that's their ceiling. Their ceiling is 11 or 12 wins, with their floor being more in the 9-10 range.
Yeah, he has the Chiefs going 11-6, the Broncos 10-7, the Chargers 10-7, the Raiders, what do you have them? I don't know, 7 wins or something like that. 8-9. So he has the West actually being
competitive,
very competitive, but ultimately 11 wins gets it done for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't see a world, and I guess this kind of goes into this. What do you think the absolute floor of this team is? As in, with their talent.
Not,
you know how this works.
With Mahomes healthy and everything. With Mahomes healthy, the main guy's healthy for 90% of the season. I actually think the floor is 11-6. I mean, I think this is the floor. I think the ceiling is 14.
Yeah, 14 or 15.
I agree with the ceiling.
I don't think 15 can be the ceiling. I just, last year.
They won 15 last year, and I think they're a better overall roster than they were a year ago.
I think it goes back to the 17 consecutive one-score games and things like that. I think 14's the ceiling. I think 13's the realistic number for them this year. But floor 11, ceiling 14. And by the way, that gets you the division. 14 wins puts you in play for the one seed. So I don't think 15 is just what they did last year is not normal. It's just not normal.
No, and most teams, I can't think of many, if any, in the history of NFL who've won 15 games in back-to-back years. Probably none, because there have only been a handful of 15-1 teams, and only two some of the undefeated regular season teams, so probably not many gold, admittedly.
Yeah, someone says 11-5 is only 16. No, he has them going 11-6.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't gone 11-6. He has them losing week one against the Chargers, by the way, winning week two in against Philly, losing against the Giants. So yeah,
it's just crazy to think about.
And then win against Baltimore. He has them beating Jacksonville, losing to Detroit, beating the Raiders, Commanders, losing to Buffalo, bye week. Then they beat the Broncos, beat the Colts, lose to the Cowboys, beat the Texans, beat the Chargers, lose to the Tennessee Titans and Cam
so
Ward in week 16.
To the Giants and the Titans in a single year?
That's how you get them to 11 wins, I guess. Oh, but Cody, they beat Philadelphia.
Baltimore and Buffalo. They beat Washington.
Why don't you just have him losing one more of those games and beating?
He has him sweeping Denver. Yeah, he has him sweeping Denver too. Interesting. Look, crazy results happen. If you tell me the Chiefs are beating Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Denver twice, but they're probably losing to Tennessee and the Giants.
What's the Chiefs win total at again this year?
11.5, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it is 11.5. When we got to circa, 11.5.
I'll still take the over. I would be right 6 out of the last 7 years. And the only time I lost that bet, by the way, I ended up betting it when it went down to 10.5 in the year that they lost their opening game of the season and they covered it. Now, they only won 11, admittedly, but they do cover that number a lot. That's why the 11 doesn't make any sense.
Unless Titans and Giants, come on.
Unless you think that the Chiefs' run of dominance is completely
And a lot of people nationally think it is. If you're wondering, Buffalo, they have Buffalo. His numbers are suppressed anyway. He has Buffalo going 12-5. It's not like he has Buffalo winning 14 games. He has Buffalo going 12-5 and heading
Ravens
into
Ravens going 13-14.
He has
wins?
Them beating Kansas
no,
City.
The Ravens he has 12-5, I think too.
He has Buffalo 12-5, losing week one against Baltimore. Then he has them winning 5 in a row: Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons. Bye week. Lost to Carolina. Win against Kansas City.
Why is he picking like 70,000 upsets in this thing?
And then in the AFC North, because we know Drew's wondering. Baltimore, he has them going 12-5 and winning the division. He has Cincinnati going 10-7.
And being the playoff matchups, I don't know if you saw that, is very interesting.
I did not go to the playoff
matchups. All the way down to the bottom, playoff matchups.
Since we're talking about some of the better teams in the league, I do want to quickly mention...
He just ignored you, Drew, on Cincinnati.
They're going to come up in this conversation. That's part of it.
Well, he just completely ignored what you said.
And as soon as you scroll to the bottom, they'll come up for who they would play.
Okay, I honestly am scrolling. It's just the webpage is going very slow. So I honestly am scrolling. I haven't gotten to the bottom
yet. Anyway,
sorry, Cody. No, go ahead. How far? Are you there yet?
I am. And my computer's glitching. Here we go. He has the Chiefs end up as the 3 seed in the AFC at 11-6. The Broncos are the 5 seed. The Chiefs are the 3, so Bengals 6, so they would play the Bengals in the wild card round.
At Arrowhead?
Drew would spontaneously combust if that happened.
I would be so excited.
It'd be fun on this show, that's for sure.
I would be so amped up if that actually happened.
It'd be fun for this show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, I was pointing out, and I don't have the clip. It's not super important, but it actually kind of points out to the conversations we've been having about how people view the Chiefs in predicting the end of this. Because I think what's happening is people are trying to do both, and that's where my issue is. People are both trying to tell me that Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and these teams have all caught up with the Chiefs and they're just as good at quarterbacks and they're all an equal playing field. But Drew, the problem I have is a point that Nick Wright made on his show yesterday, which I think is very accurate to this, which is if Patrick Mahomes has an identical season to any of the seasons that the guys had last year, it would hurt his legacy, not help it.
You mean like
if Patrick Mahomes had 40 touchdowns? No, or Joe Burrow. If he had 40 touchdowns, led the league in passing, led the league in passing touchdowns, and missed the playoffs, they'd kill him. If he won the MVP and lost to Josh Allen in the AFC Championship game, they'd kill him.
That's because he's in the GOAT conversation. Joe Burrow's not in the GOAT conversation.
But they don't treat him like that. They don't treat him like he's
all these articles
good
are coming out and saying that he's not like we.
The Josh Allen is just as good or better.
You've got
Joe Burrow is just as good or better. That Lamar Jackson is just as good or better.
But that's
crazy.
But that to me, it's different talking about the GOAT conversation and different who was better at quarterback last season.
I agree with that,
I think
Drew.
It's totally different.
I agree with that. But you would admit that there's already become a big shift in the tier conversations and all this where everybody, I should say everybody, a lot more people nationally are truly saying that he's not the best quarterback in football. Listen to Rob Parker on, I think, Fox Sports Radio, which is on this station at times, by the way.
Patrick Mahomes is not NOT a tier one quarterback.
So arrogant.
He didn't even say he's not number, not a tier one quarterback. Like,
that's a dumb comment.
It's dumb if you don't say he's number one, but also
tier
fine.
One?
But then he's not even tier one. What are we?
That's insane.
This is the kind of stuff I can't stand, but I understand that's what I guess people want.
N-O-T, a tier one quarterback.
Well, they here again for
all those. Those are the people that have. Those are the people that are on the screamy shouty shows on ESPN these days.
I scream on the show sometimes, yes. But only sometimes.
I find it really
and usually about ridiculous stuff, not about nonsensical stuff that doesn't track.
You said Connor Orr was the one who wrote the article, right?
Yeah.
So the best record period is 12-5. He doesn't have anybody.
Yeah, he's very
else.
Conservative
and,
with
and
his no, totals.
And the team. So he obviously has Baltimore and Buffalo. He has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going 12-5. And at first, I would be a little bit surprised. But you look
NFC's easy.
And the offense that the division they're in, and the offense that they're going to have or should have is crazy. Like Baker might have. If they go
25-1 to win MVP.
If they go 12-5 gold, and they are the number one seed in the NFC. He's probably a finalist, like in the top three for MVP.
I'm not even kidding. I legitimately, my issue is the Tristan Wirfs injury, but on the offensive line. But I think at 25-1, Baker Mayfield is not a terrible MVP bet at all. We've talked about that before.
The worst one probably softens your confidence.
Don't like that. Someone was asking just other teams. I know it's the Chiefs Red Half Hour, but someone was asked about the Cowboys, given Jerry Jones's comments on a daily basis. They project the Cowboys as a 9-8 football team, which sounds about right, and missing the playoffs.
I think they're probably 9-10 win team.
Think about he has them starting 0-3. Can you imagine the freak out? The Cowboys, here's who they play. Philly. The
and
Giants,
Micah Parsons hasn't joined the team yet or something?
Philly, Giants, and Bears. If they start 0-3 against those teams, Brian Schottenheimer's going to be gone by week 7.
Who's going to get
paid
first?
I know Jerry
doesn't
normally fire coaches in season, but...
Is McLaurin going to get paid first or Micah?
McLaurin.
Yeah, I think
I haven't heard anything on the McLaurin.
I mean, both of them are not good spots.
The Commanders... I know the Cowboys thing is egregious. Like, they should pay Micah Parsons entirely, but why is Washington not... Why are they sitting on their hands with this? He might be the best wide receiver you've had in recent memory. He's one of the best in franchise history. You just went to the playoffs last year with him as your number one wideout, and you don't have any other players like that who are of his caliber. Why are you not paying him? Is it because he's 31 or whatever
it's
his
the
age is?
McLaurin wants to be paid like a top receiver, understandably so, but you know this goes in two or 3 years, he's 32 years old, and they're worried about paying him. Now, I would argue... He's been a model citizen there. He's been the face of your franchise.
He's put up with it.
He's
been
the only face of your franchise until Jaden Daniels showed up the last couple of years, the last year, I should say. And your quarterback's on a rookie deal. So to me, you can afford that. In 2 years, you might be paying Terry McLaurin a few extra bucks than you should be when Jaden Daniels' contract's not going to kick in for a couple of years. So that's the issue. Is he like... There's a legitimate reason why they don't want to pay him. I just think they're going to have to do something before the start of the season.
I get like the Connor's trying to predict every game, which makes it a lot more difficult when you're choosing these records. I don't understand how you could tell me that the floor is 10-6 because he's claiming the floor is 10 or 10-7. How? What changed on the Chiefs?
The AFC West is tougher than it's been. I think is the one reason why I would say it's 10-7.
The left tackle just got lost on the Chargers. The Broncos are identical to the team that they were last year, so they're not tougher. They are the
floor. The floor of the division.
The Raiders got tougher.
The floor of the division got better with Pete Carroll being in charge and Geno Smith as the quarterback. I think you're asking what happened. It's been the theme of the entire offseason. People are blinded by the Super Bowl. It is the biggest game on earth, and people saw the Chiefs get their ass kicked, and people have lost their minds because of it, and they think that's just what they are now, and it's over. And that's why I cannot wait for that. I've said it 100 times this offseason, the first 2 weeks of the year, man, for the Chiefs on YouTube Friday night, on the Sunday against Philly, who beat them in the Super Bowl on Fox. If the Chiefs go out there and win and look good, people... just like that are going to flip back to hating the Chiefs even more and saying they're cheating again, and that means they're worried about them again. That's when
they're going to say Rashee Rice shouldn't have been playing
at some point
games.
This season when it gets back into the it's rigged for them. That's when you know everybody's saying whoops, we counted them out too quick, and I cannot wait for that to happen.
I know teams lose big in Super Bowls all the time and fall off. I mean, I've seen it. Matt Ryan and I, you know, like Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I've seen teams fall short in a Super Bowl, get their ass kicked in a Super Bowl, just fall short in a Super Bowl. And then the teams come back to earth. The Patriots, the way they talk about the Patriots, and I've mentioned this before. Yes, they did go 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. And so you're like, yeah, I mean, you know, like for their standard, it was worse than what you would expect. They didn't fall off of planet Earth. They played in two Super Bowls during that decade. They lost them, but they played in two Super Bowls during that time. Their records in the time, and there's like, oh, they went a decade without winning it. They missed the playoffs because their starting quarterback got injured for the season. They lost in a wild card division round, lost in a Super Bowl, lost in two conference title games, then won a Super Bowl. So it's like, it's not as bad as you're making it seem during that time. They lost two Super Bowls, lost in two AFC championship games, went to the playoffs every year, won their division all of those years, except for the 1 year Tom Brady got hurt. They won 11 games that year. During that time, they averaged 12 and a half wins. So like, if you think the Chiefs are just falling off, that's not what happens to dynasties. That's not what happens to teams of this caliber. They win 12 games and lose in a divisional round for the first time. They don't just like don't matter. Like they don't just fall off.
They aren't not, the Chiefs aren't not going to matter until Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are gone. Like they're always going to be in that until both of them are no longer a part of the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't mean they're getting back to the Super Bowl this year, but just the way the narrative has been set this offseason, you would think suddenly they're going to be like the seventh seed or miss the play. I think Colin Coward yesterday.
He thinks they're going
to. Not Colin Coward. I'm sorry. What's the other guy's name? McIntyre.
That's another guy that just says stuff to say it.
Jason McIntyre said that the Chiefs will not make the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, just like, insane. Unless you're predicting that Patrick Mahomes is going to miss 15 games or something.
Coward's
you can't
picking
actually
them to lose
believe.
The division, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.